over at the Agriculture Department today. It was out with the old and in with the new. The nation has a new food pyramid with steps up the side and a stick figure exercising its way to the top. There's also a web component to the program. The USDA hopes the interactive system will get Americans moving and slimming down. NPR's Allison Aubrey reports.
The press conference was held in a large auditorium. Lights dimmed. USDA undersecretaries took turns on the stage making speeches about the economic toll of obesity. They reeled off statistics about the millions of Americans who are overweight. But the atmosphere lightened immediately when USDA Secretary Mike Johanns invited fitness guru Denise Austin to the podium.
Did you know that you're burning more calories standing up than you are sitting down? So everybody stand up. We're just going to do a slight stretch. Come on. I can't leave without getting everybody active for just a minute.
Arms Everyone in attendance stretch, stood and stretched. Just the reaction that organizers wanted to kickstart a program aimed at changing Americans' lifestyles. Projected onto the stage behind Austin was the new pyramid with a rainbow of colors running from the base to the top.
This is the first time ever in the history that there is a symbol for physical fitness, for activity.
And it's also the first time that the government's attempted to personalize fitness and nutrition advice. The new icon, as Secretary Johanns explained, is intended to direct people to log on to the accompanying website.
This is the first screen you will see on mypyramid.gov.
The system prompted Johanns to type in his weight and age,
which in this case is the age for myself, age 54. Don't tell anybody that, all right?
What he got back on the next screen was a set of personalized recommendations, 2,800 calories daily, with targets for 3 cups of vegetables, 2 cups fruit, and 7 ounces of protein. Government nutritionists say this includes healthy foods such as fish, nuts, poultry, and beans. When Johanns was asked about his personal preferences by a reporter from his home state of Nebraska, he noted that beef also belongs in the category.
I love beef. You know that. It's... You won't have to look very far in my history to see me describe it as a favorite food.
Johanns says he offsets these calories by working out on a treadmill 20 minutes a day. By logging on to mypyramid.gov, he explains anyone can calculate how much exercise they need given their caloric intake, weight, and age.
I think it's great for the individual who is motivated and is going to log on and really take a close look at their individual diet.
Tracy Fox is a registered dietitian in Bethesda, Maryland. She says to make this work, the government needs to promote the system. Some industry backing is in the making. Today, the Grocery Manufacturers of America said they'd help with marketing and product development. Partnerships with schools and hospitals are also expected. And Eric Bost of the USDA said they're at the earliest stages of putting together an ad campaign to reach Americans with their message.
To be perfectly candid with you, we're discussing right now with the Ad Council about the possibility of incorporating all of our activities into a program that would move Americans toward a healthier lifestyle.
As for a budget to pay for the campaign, they say they're still working on that. Allison Aubrey, NPR News, Washington.